The girl that I support, her name's Sharon, and she goes to school in Kenya. And she is also a 17-year-old girl, too, which I found really interesting. So we kind of grew up together a little bit. I mean, like, halfway across the world. But since fourth grade, we've been writing letters back and forth every month.
Oh, wow, that's incredible. How did you find out about this award? I know a teacher or administrator nominates you for this, and I think you were nominated by Sally Rush Wagner. How did you find out that you got it?
I went to a college tour visit with my mom, and we were on our way back, and I was just checking my email, and I saw an email from Sally that said, congratulations, and I was like, oh, what for? And then I checked down a little further, and I saw that I was accepted as one of the winners, and I was really excited.
What do you think it does? I mean, you know, you do this stuff. I know you're a student, you're an athlete, you know, this is yet another draw on your time. What does the award do for you, given that obviously you're, you know, shoehorning these kinds of activities into what's obviously a busy schedule?
It's one of the activities that I really enjoy, that no matter what I'm doing, I'd rather do this activity than anything else. There's some clubs I'm involved that, you know, if I didn't get to the activities or didn't get to the meetings, I'd be okay. But the meetings with the girl ambassadors or, like, the meeting tonight, or, I mean, the awards ceremony tonight, I think that I'd probably give up anything to go to because it's just something that I love and that I could do for 40 years and never get bored of.